Elvis Duran, the Elvis Duran phone tap.
And here comes another phone tap. Scary.
Yes.
What's it about today?
Ava wanted to play a phone tap on her roommate, Dion. Turns out Dion bought a dress, wore it on New Year's Eve, and then returned it to the store and got away with it. So Ava wanted me to pretend I was the store manager and, you know, trying to call her out on this. Ava's going to start to call to Dion, and she's going to plant the seed, and then I jump in.
Here we go. Returning the used dress. Today's phone tap.
Hello?
Hey, it's me.
What's going on?
Dude, DC has called about your freaking dress that you returned. They want you to take it back.
What?
I told you it was a bad idea.
Are you serious right now?
I told
you. Look, I already wore that dress. You wear it one time, especially for New Year's. I mean, it's whatever.
I think that's pretty crappy. You do
crap. And your point is?
Well, my point is it's rude and it's nasty.
Man, please, f*** them. They're like a big corporation. Why do they care about my one little dress?
Whatever. I'm not going to deal with this anymore. They're going to call you on your cell phone, okay? I gave the manager...
Wait a minute. You gave them my cell number?
Yeah.
What? Are you out of your mind?
Why do I have to answer for you? No, you deal with it.
No one asked you to give out my damn number. How about that?
You deal with it.
You know what? You're so stupid. I swear.
That's
whatever.
Oh, my God, Ava. She's ferocious.
She's a bitch.
You mute your phone. I'm going to call her now as the manager from the store.
Okay.
Hello?
This is like a very interactive...
Hi, looking for Dion. Miss Hall, please.
Yeah.
Hi, how are... Can you take me off speakerphone?
Yeah, who is this? What is it?
My name is Zach Cavaricci. I'm the head manager at CAC.
Uh-huh.
Okay, uh-huh. Take me off speakerphone and lower your TV.
What is it?
You don't have to be obnoxious with me, all right? You returned a gold sequin size 10 dress that you purchased for New Year's Eve.
Okay.
Right, and okay, so I'm going to have to go ahead and debit that back to your credit card.
No, you're not debiting anything back to my credit card.
Well,
debiting it back for what?
Because we have signs of wear and tear on the dress.
That has nothing to do with me right now.
Well, did you wear this dress on New Year's Eve and then return it?
No. That was just your shabby store.
What are you talking about? My
shabby
store?
Because I bought the dress, I tried it on, and then I decided not to wear it. So that is why I brought it back.
Yes, we hear that from women all across America.
Well, then if you hear it from women all across America, you should be used to it.
So you waited conveniently a week after New Year's Eve to return it.
And you waited conveniently days to hit me back after I already returned it. Who the f*** are you?
I'm the regional manager, okay?
And?
Yes.
I don't care.
You don't care?
I returned it within the policy.
You don't care how you stretched out the dress and you're lying to me?
Stretched out the dress?
You stretched it. Yes, there's stretch marks.
Excuse me, I am a curvaceous size 10. But I didn't stretch out any dress, okay?
Well, we turned the dress inside out, and we found body shimmer.
No.
I found deodorant stains.
No.
And the sequins were dangling off. That's right.
Deodorant stains or body shimmer can be from anybody.
You took this beautiful size 10 dress and made it a 12.
No.
That's like trying to squeeze a golf ball through a garden hose.
No, you... Did you hear what I said? I said no. And yes, you see that there are tags still on the dress.
Right.
Thank you very much.
But they're wilted and the ink is smeared, which means you sweat all over the tags as you hid them.
I have money. I have a degree. I don't have to do this, okay?
You don't have to, but you did.
Move the f*** on. How about that?
I have the dress right here. I'm sniffing the dress. Were you even wearing any underwear?
Look, you little I said I didn't wear the dress.
Yes, you did.
I swear, if I dare find that you guys charge my car back, I will storm up in that store and we will have a problem. Do you understand
you
me?
You wonder why prices are going up on apparel.
I don't give a about why prices are going up. I didn't wear it. And how dare you try to insult me talking about you smell something on the dress. Your dress, your store. I don't care.
I can't use this dress. I can't use it anymore.
You know what? You should wear it. You should wear it yourself. You should put on your wig and your makeup and go out in it. Because I don't need it. That's why I returned it.
No, you returned it because you were done with it from New Year's Eve.
What is your name again? Because I'm going to call the corporate office.
You used our store as the world's largest walk-in closet.
What is your name? Because I'm about to call the corporate office about you. This is harassment
Zach
at this point.
Zach Cavaricci. You want my email? It's zcavaricci@zcm.com.
I got you, bastard.
You got me, bastard?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Dion, this is Scary Jones from Elvis Duran in the Morning Show. Oh. You've been phone tapped.
Oh, my God.
Ava's on the phone right now.
Oh, my gosh. You stank little bitch, I swear. I swear I'm going to get you, Ava.
And you know you wore the dress.
And
you know you wore it.
And I don't give a f***. I already returned it.
The Elvis Duran phone tap.
Wow, Zach Cavaricci. Doug, people don't catch on to those names. It's kind of funny.
This phone tap was pre-recorded with permission granted by all participants.
The Elvis Duran phone tap only on Elvis Duran in the Morning Show.